Mexican cartel denies involvement in grenade attack on U.S. consulate. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on December 6, 2018. One of Mexico's most powerful cartels placed nearly a dozen banners throughout the capital of Guadalajara to distance themselves from a recent grenade attack at the U.S. consulate in that city. Suspected members of Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, hung close to a dozen banners throughout the Guadalajara metro area. The CJNG claimed the recent grenade attack at the U.S. consulate was an effort to soil their image. The banners claim that the Mexican government knew who really was behind the attack. The CJNG is one of Mexico's most powerful cartels that began as an offshoot of the Sinaloa cartel. As Breitbart News reported, CJNG became a security concern within the Mexican law enforcement intelligence communities for their use of improvised explosive devices, IEDs. Breitbart News was the first outlet to report on a weekend attack where unknown gunmen lobbed two grenades into the U.S. consular complex with at least one exploding. Initially, Mexican authorities dismissed the attack by claiming that they responded to a man using fireworks in the vicinity. Soon after, they were forced to confirm that the sound was the result of a grenade blast. 3 days later, the FBI and the U.S. Department of State announced a $20,000 reward for information leading to the individuals or the criminal organization behind the attack. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and Stephen K. Bannon. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Stephen K. Bannon. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Jose Luis Lara from the Cartel Chronicles project contributed to this report.